The heart of the valley, Panorama City, with over 20,000 businesses, is the place to live, shop, and work. Panorama City Chamber of Commerce, promoting and protecting the interests of businesses in our community. Join us for more information. Visit panoramachamber.com.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Business This Week on KROJ 101.5 FM in Panorama City. Today we have on the line Solas, all the way from West Palm Beach, Florida. Is that correct?
Yes, here I am in West Palm Beach, Florida, and sunny, or should I say rainy, because it's been raining quite a bit these days.
All right, well, rain vigoration, rejuvenation, and electric mix of just about any genre they feel like, with a splash of rock, lead guitar, international rhythms, and passionate melodies. Solas has toured the USA and also multiple cities in Peru, Chile, and South America. Solas is currently promoting their new single, Endless Summer, and soon they will be touring cities around the globe again. I had the honor of meeting Solas 10 years ago when I was promoting an event called Fiesta Panorama. They performed our event, and ever since then, I was very pleased with their professionalism, dedication to their work. Since then, they've been kind enough to invite me to the premiere of a film called Garbage in 2012, which they appear on the soundtrack, and also the lead singer was credited as producer. We also worked together on the music video for Endless Summer, and they were kind enough to credit me as producer. It is my honor and my pleasure to welcome Solas to Business This Week. Please say hello to the San Fernando Valley.
San Fernando Valley, hello. This is Solas talking to you from around the corner here, 3,000 miles away in sunny Florida. And very excited to be on KROJ 105.5 in Business This Week. San Fernando Valley has a very dear spot in my heart. When I was a child, I got to live there for a few years just have some beautiful memories of San Fernando Valley and Los Angeles. And of course, the time we spent together over there touring with Solas and of course, getting to know and have and building this new friendship that I have here with Saul, who's just awesome.
Thank you so much. Hey, listen, so what does Solas mean?
Solas is a place where you can rejuvenate. It's a place where you can be new again, where you can forget about the old and renew. So it's a place of joy. It's a place of peace. It's a place of comfort. It's a place where you just forget about whatever it was bothering you before, because now you're engulfed in this beautiful world of Solas. So music has always been that for me. So music has always been a place of just being away from everything. And when I was looking for an artistic name, it just fell right into place, because it's exactly what music has always done for me. It's always taken me away from all the troubles. It's taken me away from the stress. It's taken me away from the humdrum of life, and it just takes me to this beautiful place where I'm in heaven, per se. So I'm hoping that our music and my music will be able to do the same for our people, for our audience, for our fans, and of course for San Fernando Valley.
So you got to pick the name. It wasn't anybody else. It was you, the one who decided Solas will be the name.
Yeah, definitely. It was. And Solas was born that way. Solas, you know, I'm a singer-songwriter, a multi-instrumentalist, and straight out of college, I wanted to record my first album, and I wanted to put what I'd learned in college to good use and test what I had learned. You know, my first degree in college was music, so I got a music theory music degree in performance and theory. And I had a hunger to put all this newfound knowledge to work and make it work in a pop, you know, rock realm, you know, something that could reach, you know, as many people as I could. Where our musical palette is wide open. You know, if it sounds good, we'll kind of like putting together a nice dish. We'll kind of sprinkle it in and see if it tastes good, and if it does, it becomes Solas.
Wow. Well, that's actually something new for me. I didn't know that's exactly what you study, and I know you play a couple of instruments, but how many instruments do you play, and how long did it take you to learn all that?
Well, my main instrument, my first instrument is guitar, obviously, as you know.
Yes.
And my secondary instrument, which I'm very good at. I mean, I'm not a virtuoso by any means, but I can play songs and play you know, pop songs per se. Is my secondary instrument is piano. So I've written a lot of songs on piano. One of the songs on the current Solaz album, available on Spotify and everything else out there, there's a song called Tu Compañía, Tu Adiós, which is Spanish, of course, which means, let me see if I can translate this, it means...
your company, your goodbye.
Yes, you got it, exactly, yes. So I wrote that whole song in piano, no guitars involved, and piano is a very, very, it's one of those instruments that just, you know, it's a place where you just kind of get lost and you can create in a different way than if you would sitting looking down on a guitar. Obviously, I'm also a singer, and I do a lot of percussion, and basically that's most, you know, I can kind of play around with different instruments. Those are my main instruments is guitar and piano, and obviously singing.
This is the night that will make you mine in every single way, like many times before. This is the time, not like so many nights, that I will light the fire within our fantasy, and I'll soon forget whether it's right or wrong to make a move on your baby. I waited much too long. Amor pirata, amor de contrabando, illegal love. A love that's crazy enough to break the sea is nuestro amor. To make a move on your baby, I waited much too long. Amor pirata, amor de contrabando, illegal love. A love that's crazy enough to break the sea of nuestro amor. Amor pirata, amor de contrabando, illegal love. A love so easy, it'll only few hours. En un cuarto de hotel. Contrabando, illegal love. A love that's crazy enough to break the sea is nuestro amor. Amor pirata, amor de contrabando, illegal love. A love so easy, it'll only few hours.
I got a track, cumbia solas. I had a love sick notion, a cure with no potion. My fingers tip right down my spine and she moved like the ocean. Yes, the alcohol was potent. Shorty wasn't joking, poking, but she was provoking me. Hoping she gets close to me. Burning the club with body heat. Then we got too hot, went down the street. Her bow caps at 10,000 leagues. Rescued by my submarine. Her hair don't shine, but it's my shirt. She handcuffed me, I'll never leave.
We'll be right back.
And how did mm-hmm. Solas begin? I mean, where did the idea came from, and when did it became together? How did it came together?
Yeah, I mean, Solas was always on my mind. You know, I took the long road to freedom, per se. I always knew that I wanted to make music for a living. I always knew that I wanted to be performing for the rest of my life. It was a calling that started early on. I was very young. I was, 13 years old when I knew music was going to be my life. And as a matter of fact, it brings me right back to what I said earlier about San Fernando Valley. I was living in San Fernando Valley, and correct me if I'm wrong, Saul, but isn't Glendale part of San Fernando Valley?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so that's exactly where I was living. I was living in Glendale, California. I was 13 years old, and of course, being in Los Angeles, right, being in the San Fernando Valley, I mean, music was everywhere. And I come from a very musical family. Everybody in my family has either played instruments, played in bands, and sang. Not so much the professional level, but a lot of music around me everywhere as I grew up. And I just, you know, in high school, I started writing songs, lyrics, and started performing at the young age of 16 in the local circuit, playing bars where technically I wasn't supposed to be playing in, right? Because you're supposed to be at least 18. And as I was going through college, I just kept on writing songs, and I was checking myself into the recording studios and writing songs and producing and learning. I mean, I've got so many hours logged into the recording studio. I mean, I could probably be a doctor many times over in terms of time put in. And I knew that I wanted to create an entity, something that had a signature to it and something that said, this is what I stand for. And I said, what's a good name? And it took me a while. And of course, Solas fit perfectly because, like I said, it was everything about what music has done for me in my life.
Wow.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
To me. para ti.
At Balboa Victory Dental, we provide different phases of dentistry. We provide crowns, bridges, root canals, dentures, gum disease treatment. We can also do braces.
Hi, I'm Dr. Manaloka. Welcome to Balboa Victory Dental.
We enjoy meeting new patients as we work together to improve their oral health. We appreciate it when patients want to play an active role in their dental experience. We offer free exam, x-rays, and consultation to all our new patients. We want to make it easy for you to come and check this out to see that this is the place for you. At Balboa Victory Dental, we provide proven and safe technological advances for our patients, such as digital low radiation x-rays and intraoral camera. Call us today to schedule your initial appointment. 818-600-8667. We are conveniently located in Encino and take most insurances, including Medi-Cal. Thank you.
So what makes Solaz so unique?
What makes us unique? I think what's most important is that we're willing to go against the grain. We're willing to go against the grain where we, in essence, we've always thought about, or I've thought about, creating, a very unique monster, something that that didn't have to necessarily go with what everybody else was doing, which, I every time I hear Embrujo, I always think of you, Saul, because I know you like that song a lot, but which is a testament to that. We were on tour in South America, and we started mixing in a lot of cumbia rhythms with electric hard rock guitars, distortion, with a lot of distortion, and then we would throw in, some rapping, a little bit of hip hop, and then we'd throw in a bunch of, lead guitar, like virtuosic type playing. I mean, just all over the place. And of course, I know that a lot of artists, for different reasons, can't afford that, right? They can't afford to experiment. They can't afford to go against the grain or create their own monster for many reasons, right? We don't have to, in the music industry, there's a lot of reasons why artists are kind of constrained to what they do. But in our case, we're, independent, totally free, and we just wanted to have no limits. And I'll continue to do that. I mean, I'm going to continue to explore and always be honest, right? Not just to create something, just to create something and say, look how smart I am, or look how virtuosic I am. Nothing like that at all. It's always about the feeling. It's got to have the vibe. It's got to have the groove. We've got to feel connected and know that we stand for that. Not that we're going to sell it necessarily, but we stand for it. And whatever we create at that moment, or whatever I create, it's honest. That's what it is. That's who I am at that moment. I hope you like it. I hope you take this journey with me. I'm not going to be putting on music just to try to impress somebody or say, hey, I think this is going
to
sell.
Absolutely. I definitely feel the same way. I always try to advise that to some of the new people coming up. And they're concerned about making sales, they're concerned about getting awards, they're concerned about everything, but actually just enjoy playing. And that's what I tell them, like, look, you concentrate on your music, you play out of your heart, put it out there. If somebody likes it, good. If somebody doesn't, well, that's too bad. But it should be all about actually expressing your artistry, about actually, simply being yourself, simply actually, playing what you like and what inspires you to actually. Like, you should play because you like music, not because you're expecting to get something in return. If you do it right, if you do it correctly, definitely something's gonna come back and you will get recognition and you will get the charts and you will get a couple of bucks in your pocket because you're doing and you're putting your heart in. And I believe that applies to everything. In my case, it's the same thing in business. You don't go into business really thinking about making money. You should go into business actually thinking to challenge yourself to be better, to be the best, to be the best that you can be. And every day, you might end up without a couple of bucks in your pocket. You might end up without money. But the satisfaction to know that you did exactly what you like and what you're passionate about, that should be the main reason.
Yeah, agreed 100%. Absolutely. Like you said, in the business world, that's a great point. And obviously this show's about business, right? In the business world, if you look back at some of the most successful visionaries and entrepreneurs, people that have made marks and have left this world differently than it was when we, before, prior to their time, They've said that. They've said that it was a lot deeper than just making a bunch of money. It was always about making a difference, about being able to make a significant contribution to a you know people lived, and of course, you know, the successful ones can draw, you know, that turns into, you know, them making, you know, a good living and making a huge impact. So that's absolutely true.
Live life head on. Take every shot. Don't worry about your taxes. Liberty has your back. Go forth and seize the day. Liberty will give you many happy returns. Embrace life and leave your taxes to us. Liberty Tax. You do life. We do taxes.
Well, hey, listen, now I'm going to give you the opportunity to tell me about this new song, Endless Summer. Where did it came from? How was it born? And why does it even exist? I would like to know all about Endless Summer.
Awesome. So, yeah, Endless Summer is the current single. And hopefully we can hear it on the show sometime tonight, right?
Yes, sir.
Endless Summer... Is a song very dear to my heart. It's a very simple song if you listen carefully to it. Not complex whatsoever. Again, not designed to impress anybody, but it was born from a real life experience. You know, young man growing up, you know, meeting someone, you know, that takes, in this case a female, right? That takes me to a place I'd never been before, and of course, that relationship coming to an end abruptly. Right, and I'm sure a lot of us have gone through things like that before, and it can be kind of we can all connect with it, even if it's not a significant other or a girlfriend, boyfriend. It can be just someone that you dearly loved, and it just came to an end abruptly. That's where the feeling came from, and I just started putting it together, and it, you know, it's funny, you read about artists that where they say that a really good song came about and they wrote it in 30 minutes and stuff like that. I'm sure we've all read that story. And it's funny because it seems like the better songs tend to be born that way for some reason. This one is Endless Summer is a case in point. Endless Summer was born very, very quickly. Not a lot of thought put into it. It was something, a melody that was just born. And the chords kind of followed along. And I think that the essence of the song was fast. I mean, it was within a few minutes that basically the whole song was created. Then, of course, you know, when you have formal training in music and you understand music theory is when you start putting on the dressing, right? And you start putting in together more of the subtleties and the chords and the, everything that's going to go around it. And if you listen carefully, for those that are musically trained, you have a lot of inversions. You have a lot of chord inversions, they're called in music theory. You have a lot of chord inversions going on the whole time, and you have a lot of sevenths and minor sevenths and major sevenths and nines, and you have more intricate harmony throughout, which kind of, you know, gives it that beautiful dissonance. So when you listen to it, it's got that pop, it's got the pop sensibility, but it's got the dissonance going on at the same time, which in my opinion is kind of like that, you know, that bittersweet, sweet, bitter type of thing on the tongue per se. So I think that's what makes the song, in my opinion, magical. And of course, as you already know, we had the opportunity to film in beautiful sunny California. We did some amazing shots in Marina del Rey, which is one of my favorite places out there. We did some beautiful shots out there in Marina del Rey. We did some shots over in Hollywood in the Walk of Fame, right?
Yes.
And then we obviously did some beautiful shots over in Panorama City, right? That's where the location was.
Yes. Yes, we actually filmed some of the indoor shots right here in Panorama City, La Sierra Records.
Right, exactly. That's where we did the indoor shots of the band playing. And it came together so nicely. It turned out beautiful. Of course, everybody here can see it on YouTube, Endless Summer, Solaz, right? If you just look it up, S-O-L-A-Z. And
we're actually going to put a link underneath, you know, on social media so that people can actually look it up easier.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. And, you know, in my, you know, I was in a situation where, and, you know, you were talking about this, so my dad had just passed.
Yes.
And it was devastating to me to for this to happen. And within days after him passing and going through everything, I was out in California filming, and it was just a miracle that I actually kept myself together, because my dad was a dear, dear friend of mine. I mean, he was my father, but he was like a buddy of mine. We had done so much together, and we had been close, and of course, his passing was so unexpected, and it was just devastating. So I was forever grateful to you, Saul, and forever grateful to everybody in the crew and the actors and everybody around me that just made me feel so warm and just, you know, like I was protected, per se. You know, throughout that project, I was feeling protected when I was most vulnerable.
Well, I was speechless. I was really out of words. I think I mentioned that before, because it was really sudden. Like, you came up here to, you know, to California to shoot the music video. And then I believe once you were there, that's when you got the news, right?
No, it was actually a few days before I flew out is that he passed.
Wow. So you still came over and you actually got the job done, but we all can see that it affected you pretty badly. And I don't really want to spend much time getting into your personal life, so I'm going to move forward with that.
Sure.
Not that I'm ignoring it, but I mean, I really think that, you know what, that's something very personal. I felt it, and I can see it in your face when it happened. And I think we all just exactly did what we were supposed to, simply because the show must go on. But at the same time, you know, we understand as human beings how the importance or the meaning that it had behind you. So I think whether we want to or not, Endless Summer is going to be attached to that as well. And I guess every time we hear Endless Summer, it's not going to be just about what it was as a song, but now actually has a second meaning and a memory for all of us to remember, you know, the circumstances that it was created under.
Yeah, absolutely. And
so,
and yeah.
Huh? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say no. And again, you know, I'll forever thank you for being there and being the great friend that you are, and everything that you contributed. It was significant.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
It's up, it's down, it's an emotional roller coaster, but trust me, the end ride, when it finally like kind of levels out, is very worth it.
I'm hungry, because I would always be satisfied, and so my husband tells me.
Being an entrepreneur typically looks very glamorous from the outside, but really I often tell people that it's like code for being broke, sleepless, and tired. But if you love what you're doing, you are just gonna enjoy the journey and stay focused on that end game. You keep fighting the fight and good things will follow when your heart is in the right place.
I knew since I was 13 that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So I invented this kitchen utensil out of frustration. And I couldn't get the idea out of my head. I thought it was going a little loquita because I'm like, oh my gosh, can I really invent something?
There's been a few moments when you want to quit. Oh my God, you're gonna make me like totally tear up because it's difficult. It's very hard to be an entrepreneur. Okay, I need to stop for a second. Okay, hold on.
I start my day at 3:15 in the morning and I end it every night at 10 o'clock. Are you gonna, you know, stop now because, you know, it got hard? No, it just challenged me to be more creative. Whenever something you got stuck, okay, there has to be a better way, it was just like keep on solving problems, solving situations. So it builds you and I think it prepares you for the journey.
U.S. Bank has been great. I mean, they really gave everybody a roadmap for how you start from the beginning to end, from business plans to, you know, factoring and different things that we may be able to use them for in the future, that's for sure.
My main advice would be persistence, network.
Just do it and stop doubting yourself, the little voices in your head that tell you you're not confident, you can't do it. Luck and opportunity comes together and it creates success.
This experience, oh my gosh, who doesn't want this, right? Who doesn't want this?
You have to keep knocking for doors to open. You can pretty much do whatever you want to. You just have to actually take the steps to do it. Stop talking about it, just do it.
So the next question is, what are the plans for Solaz moving forward? What do you see in the future?
Yeah, so we're definitely I'm really focused on securing another tour, which is why I'm really excited about what can happen within the summer, and what's going on with our albums on Spotify. We've gotten a lot of streams, and I'm at this point my vision is to take a new Solaz on tour. I definitely want to grow our fan base to the point where I can do big elaborate big production shows. That's where my vision is. As you know, once you see Solaz on the Endless Summer video, you'll see that there's a visual component to our show. I've always, you know, I was always attracted to, growing up as a child, I was always attracted to artists that took some time to put together their visuals, you know, their entity. You know, I was never really attracted to artists that wore jeans and a t-shirt and sneakers and jumped on stage and looked like they had just kind of woken up, you know, and they were just like, okay, here I am, I'm gonna play a few songs for you. And not to take away from their music, I mean, I would always appreciate the songs or the craft, you know, the craft behind what they were doing, but I always needed more. And whenever artists offered me more, you know, if we think of like a Cher, right? A Cher puts together whole outfits and really, and you know, outrageous type of things. You know, a Madonna, of course. And, you know, lately, of course, the today's Madonna's Lady Gaga, obviously, right? And then, of course, a Kiss and different artists that always took the time to give you more than just music, right? So we will definitely, for me, you know, when people come to see Solaz, I want them to see that time has been put into the show, that there are new ideas flowing. It's not just, you know, us and, you know, in jeans and a t-shirt and just jamming away at some good songs, which is nothing wrong with that. But for Solaz, it's important to develop not only a great sound, not develop great recordings, but to develop great shows. So we're 100%, I'm 100% about developing and growing a better production show, and of course that'll come over time as we build a bigger fan base. So for sure, that's in the works. And of course, another album. I've got a few great songs already recorded for the next album that are unreleased. And the other thing real quick before on that note is, I have been in talks with somebody that is one of my confidants and somebody I spend time with talking about Solez and what the future plans are. I'm actually planning on traveling to South America to film a top-notch music video for Embrujo, which hasn't been done. So that is in the immediate plan of putting together a beautiful, you know, cinematic, you know, top-notch, high-definition video using some of the sceneries we have in South America. So that's something that I have as a short-term project coming up.
Wow, well, congratulations, and we wish you definitely the best in anything that you decide to, because we know you put your heart and soul into it. But I guess now I know where the masks came from, the famous Solas masks, you know? It's part of the show. It's like, yeah, you can't have Solas without the masks. So yeah, you got to have the famous mask. And now I know where that came from. It's probably part of the visuals, part of the, you know, the whole scenery, you know, that brings you. Actually use lighting as well. And I know you have your banner always in the back of the stage. I think that looks great too. So definitely, I do believe in visuals and branding. I do believe it's important to actually have a logo, which you do, of course, and in consistency. I think that's one of the reasons why people actually turn your way. And once they hear you play live, or once they hear you play once, they get hooked. And as it is right now, you actually still have quite a following on social media. I believe in... I saw you got a few thousand, maybe like 50,000, you know, on YouTube on that Endless Summer video already. And I believe you also got quite a following on Spotify, correct?
Yeah. The thing is doing well on Spotify, as you said. We've crossed over 50,000 views on YouTube, which is exciting. And it's funny that you mentioned the masks. You know, I'll tell you a quick funny story. As soon as I got back to Florida, which I have a lot of my family down here, and it's kind of one of my main hubs, obviously, which when I say that, because I'll always consider LA to be my other hub. I have to find reasons to go to LA, right? And that's because I just love it out there. But going back to Florida, as soon as I came back from the tour that we did over there, and when I first met you, I actually had met some musicians to just kind of make some music together and just have a day in the life of music. And one of the guys that the bass player, I'll never forget this, as we're spending time, he goes, wait a minute. He goes, I don't know why you look so familiar, man. He goes, and he just kept on telling me that. He's like, I know I've seen you somewhere. I know you from somewhere. And I said, well, and I just kind of brought up different ideas, maybe people we knew. But then we brought up Solas, and I said, any chance that you might have seen, I don't know, Solas? And he goes, wait a minute. He goes, You guys wear masks? I'm like, yeah, that's me, and that's us. And he's like, oh my god, I knew it. You came. You something about you. They're like I remember I saw you guys one time, and I never forgot your look. So, like you said, I mean, the for us the visuals are exciting. You know, it makes it exciting for us to come up with something new and different, and we'll always be pushing that envelope, I think. And like I said, hopefully, you know, over time, you know, more and more fans will come through and connect with the vision and what we stand for. And, you know, it's all about building that fan base and having more people share the music and say, hey, you know, these guys are different. You know, they're daring. They will go places artistically that no other artist really will go. And hopefully we'll continue to grow that show even, you know, the bigger the better, as far as I'm concerned. That's where my head is at.
The heart of the valley, Panorama City, with over 20,000 businesses, is the place to live, shop, and work. Panorama City Chamber of Commerce, promoting and protecting the interests of businesses in our community. Join us for more information. Visit panoramachamber.com.
What advice would you give to the young people in the music industry that are trying to start their own band, that they're just getting started? What advice would you give them based upon your experience and based upon the years of experience that you have, I should say?
Advice to a young musician, the obvious, get good at your instrument, whatever instrument that is. Be 100% professional. you know, and when I say professional, what does that mean? It just means you being an artist for the right reasons, for the creation of music, for the impact, you know, the fact that you can literally become the soundtrack to somebody's life and forever enhance other people's lives with your energy and what you've created and the influence, right? There's nothing attractive about a successful musician or a successful artist that is doesn't have their life together. So get your personal life together. Make sure you, on a personal level, you're solid. You know, you've got, you know, your things in place. You know, you've got your family life in place. You've got your faith in place. You've got, you know, things in order so that as you grow in your career and as you come across the different pressures and the different stress that comes along with the growth, that you don't make bad decisions and wind up, you know, whether it be substance abuse or whatever the vice might be, you know, that'll help you stay clear from that, have a long-lasting career, and really get good at the intangibles, you know, getting along with people, understanding different personality types. One of the things that I think a lot of artists struggle with a lot is that when they get to the point where they're working with other artists or other musicians, they, because they haven't focused on team playing, on teamwork, on understanding other individuals, a lot of friction takes place and a lot of misunderstandings. And in the beginning, it might just be like something like, okay, you know what, I don't want this guy in my band, he's out of here or whatever. But over time, as you grow, it actually could turn into more serious stuff like lawsuits and different things that can happen just because you didn't take the time to understand where the other individual was coming from. So understanding to and growing to be a team player in everything you do, even if you're the leader of the band, right? I'm the leader in Soul Labs, but I've got to be a team player. I've got to be sensitive to where the other musician's coming from, what his needs are. And there's a sense of responsibility of keeping it together, right? So I would say that. I think that with that said, I mean, just stay focused on creating more music. You know, the beautiful thing about being an artist is that, you know, there's really no expiration. It's not like, you know, if you choose to be a boxer, right? If you could be a professional boxer and win a lot of title belts, but of course, we know it's a short-lived career. You know, most boxers will probably have about a good 10-year run. And that's pretty much it. As an artist, wow, you could go into your 70s. You could go into your 80s if you take care of yourself. So taking care of your health is part of it. And just, you know, being in the right place with everything I talked about. I think that's something that I could hopefully share with somebody to hopefully make a difference in their life.
Thank you so much for actually bringing up the professionalism. I had the opportunity before to actually play talent manager for a couple of performers, and that's the first thing that I tell them, exactly what you just said. A lot of times they don't have their life together, they don't have their personal life together, and they incorporated that. In fact, it gets worse. They actually post that on social media and everywhere, so people actually get to see all their mistakes and all the nonsense that they say. When you become a public figure, when you're trying to become a professional artist, you can't really have much of that at the beginning, at least, I guess, because I look at it from a business perspective. Like, sometimes they want to get gigs to play in a certain place. Well, I'm the one who's supposed to go talk to the owner or to the manager of that business and say, hey, by the way, I got this guy who would like to perform. The first thing that they do, they Google. They go on Google and they look at the person and they'll figure it out. You know, who's this guy and, you know, what he's all about. And if they find anything on social media that is not up to their standards or is not up to what they want, not only they will not invite you to perform, but also, you know, if they're seeking to get a contract or they're seeking to get anybody to do endorsements or any investments, they're not going to do any of that if they see that your life is a mess. Instead of actually helping them, it's going to damage their image. It's going to damage their, you know, the way the brand is going to damage the brand. So a lot of times they will not invest in a band or in a group or a singer that has a bad reputation or that it looks bad on social media and everywhere. So a lot of times it's important to remember that too. It's like your personal life should be completely separate from your professional life, and nothing should be publicized about your personal life. You know, I always tell people, I only have Facebook and social media for the people who are not my friends, you know, for either the fans or either the business or anything like that. My friends actually have my phone number and know where I live. So they can always come visit. They can always knock on the door. My friends actually can pick up the phone and call me. You have my cell phone number, you know. So I tell people, you know, my real friends, they don't need to be posting on social media what we do and what we don't do. So definitely, going back to your point, I definitely believe that professionalism is very important, that we need to have enough. We got to be careful with our own personal lives and not publicize it all the time. And anything like that, it could affect, you know, the image, not only to the artists, but a lot of times they don't understand. I recently was talking to one of them, by the way, because now my best friend Danilo works with a company called, Knockout International. It's called Knockout International, and it's a 5-time Grammy winning production company. They represent over 100 artists, you know, Grammy winning artists. And a lot of times I get to meet some of the people that work within, and I hear what they say, and they are looking exactly for the same thing. They want humble, down-to-earth people who are willing to actually learn and adapt, you know, so that they can launch them. They don't want the next Justin Bieber. They don't want the next, you know, big-headed person who thinks, you know, they're above everybody else or they're better than everybody else. So they're really being humble, being able to learn, and be able to listen to those who actually have more experience is also quite important. So, but your image, your personal life, it's got to be on track, and it's got to be, you know, where it needs to be before you go into public. And whether it's through music or art or whether it's acting, anything like that, I believe once you become a public figure, you got to have your life a little bit straightened up. So thank you so much for the advice you've given us. We are about to be finished, and we're definitely going to be playing once more time Endless Summer, because I think that's what's all about today.
All right, so thank you so much for having me here. It's been just an honor here to be able to share this conversation with you, obviously, and everybody from Business This Week in the San Fernando Valley. I can't wait to make it back to L.A. and just entertain you like crazy.
We look forward to that, too. And if you do stop by the San Fernando Valley, you're always welcome. This is your home, and we'll be more than happy to support any of your ideas or any projects you might have in the future.
Thanks so much, Saul. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Keep on listening to the show, guys. Saul's an amazing, amazing man.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, boss.
Thank you, Saul.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.